Notice of this board meeting, public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors PJ Ellison, Suzanne Baker, Fred Lee Hughes, Ron Butler, Mark Caraba, and Jacqueline Chalmette indicated they would not be present for the meeting. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. So far, I have one card. Is there other cards? Any other cards? Okay, the first card I have is Mr. Joe Staley, attorney.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm Joe Staley. I'm an attorney from Dallas. I first went to Possum Kingdom Lake in 1951. I was there before there was a Brazos Street, a street across from Costello Island. There was no Bourbon Street. There were no houses there. And I'm very familiar with it. I'm ex-president of the Possum Kingdom Lessees Association. And now I have been asked to pass on to you some thoughts that I have, which I think are important. I met with the senator and the member of the House in Austin with this group, and I will tell you that I was almost shocked to find out the paucity of information that apparently some of the staff of the Brazos River Authority has and its attorneys, insofar as some of the things that are precursors to what we're going into right now. I'm not going to hammer on that. I'm not going to hammer on the law. I'm not going to tell you what I think these things are. But I'm going to tell you that there's a problem in River City. And you all know that. This problem has got to be worked out. If this problem isn't worked out, there's a distinct possibility that the lessors and the lessees are both going to lose everything they've got. If it goes to court, this could be a really disaster for everybody. And so I want you to understand that and understand that what has to happen is whether you like it or don't like it, on which side you're on, it doesn't really matter. We've got to get together and work this thing out. I know that I was branded as some kind of a firebrand that's looking for litigation. I am a trial lawyer. That's what I do. I've tried condemnation cases for 40 years. I've represented condemnors and condemnees, and I think that I'm known, at least in the state of Texas, as an expert in eminent domain. And so with that being said, I'd like to see kind of where we have to go with this thing and make some suggestions and see if there's some way we can all work together. Because as I said, if we don't, I think we all lose. I think the real problem that has come about because of the fact that the Staubach study was done. And the Staubach study gave some people some ideas about generating a whole bunch of money. It's a thing that we all have to face all the time. That's called greed. And, you know, that can't have any place in this where we are today. Because if we follow that greed and everybody tries to line his pockets with as much as he can, it's not going to work out. You can end up in the courthouse, and that's not a good place to be. As I say, yes, I've handled probably over 600 condemnation cases, but I've settled about 97% of them. And so I am a person that even though I can lay it on in the courthouse if I have to, I think I do my best work when I'm working with you, with both sides, to try to come to an accommodation. And that's what I think my clients would like to do, and I'm hoping that's what the Brazos River Authority wants to do. The real problem is brought about because of the fact that after the Staubach report was done and people started, it raised its ugly head, so to speak, I was asked to look at the law, and I'd never looked at it before and never thought about it. And we found a case that actually involves this agency. It was a case that was tried. Eugene Constantine was one of the people involved in it, and all of you know about Camp Constantine and so forth. And so it was a case where property was being taken by the Brazos River Authority for a use other than for the lake pool. And the court considered all that, and they considered what the Brazos River Authority could take. And the Brazos River Authority was trying to take property to lease out for campsites, as they call them, and other uses. And here's what the court said. I'm not saying this. I'm just trying to educate you, and hopefully your lawyers will look at this and understand what we're talking about. And the court said, clearly, the district is created primarily for the purpose of preservation, conservation, and the distribution of public waters and the generation of hydroelectric power. And no proper rule of construction will extend the meaning of the law so as to allow it the authority to condemn private property primarily for parks, campsites, and recreational purposes. Court says that you can't do that. Goes on to say that it's fraud to do that. And, I mean, these are not my words. I'm not here to threaten you. I'm here trying to tell you what the court has said. And I think that anyone who has that staring them in the face, that doesn't pay attention to it and doesn't crank that into settlement negotiations, is going off the wrong way. Because a suit can be brought, and a suit can be brought on that very issue right there, and we both lose. The problem is, as I see it, and the reason that we may both lose is because, first of all, those kinds of suits are not filed against the agency. They are filed against the directors individually for perpetrating the fraud. And so certainly we don't want, and none of us want, for a bunch of people to be sued. The second thing is that if it's not worked out, there's a distinct possibility that a court will come in and say, well, those deeds are void, and it mentions that in some other cases. Therefore, that property must go back to the original landowners as opposed to the lessees. So then we have a situation where the property has gone back to the original landowners' heirs. There's a strip around the lake, and I don't know what happens. Chaos. So I'm here today as an attorney that represents some of these people, but to tell you that I want to work with your staff. I want to work with your lawyers. I want to try to come up with either legislation or, if nothing else, to work out where we can come up with some kind of an accommodation where the lessees end up with the property, you end up with some money for your properties that's not just taken away, and that we go on down the road. I'm sorry that this has come about. I think we all are. But it's there. The cat's out of the bag. We've got to address it. Sticking our heads in the sand and operating on the ostrich theory is not going to get it done. It's going to have to be kicked up and addressed. And I want you to understand that from my point of view and the representation of the leaseholders and of the Set Ranch, we're ready to talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Staley. Next speaker is Mr. Jay Turner.
Board members and staff, I feel like I'm becoming a regular fixture here at these meetings, but it is a pleasure to be here this morning. What I would just like to say is that we have come a long way in 2 years, and when I say we, I mean the people sitting around this table, the people that are on the staff, and the people that are sitting in the gallery. And Tuesday was a very long day, and I would like to thank Chairman Pena, Director Gear, Director Baker, your general counsel, Laura Lee, and Matt, that were there doing a very good job on behalf of the BRA. And again, as I said, it was a long day. But at the end of the day, I think we got very close to an agreement, although I know that there are still some things to disagree about. So that's all I have to say. And as Mr. Staley said, it is time for us to sit down and work together, which I think we have been. Emotions have run very high on both sides, and I think that's pretty normal. But I've said before, it took us 65 years to get to this point, and 65 years of history the way we've all done things. And I want to commend everybody in this group for working hard and sticking with it and trying to get us somewhere that we can all live together. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Are there any other individuals that wish to address the board at this time? Not had an opportunity to provide us a card. Seeing none.